From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders meeting Wednesday in Istanbul have condemned President Donald Trump's December 6th declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Biz bugün Kudüs'ü Filistin'in başkenti.
Host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Palestine, and he invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing the city as the occupied capital of the state of Palestine. In Jordan, people gathered at a church outside Amman for a candlelight vigil to oppose the U.S. decision. Among the participants, the Reverend Rifat Badr.
We are against the decision taken by Mr. Trump. Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. It's the capital of Palestine. It is for both peoples, Palestinians and Israelis people. It is for the three religions and not for one religion without the other.
An OIC communique regards the U.S. decision as a move that forfeits the role of the U.S. as a broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian agreement, referring to it as a crime in violation of international law. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
The president is committed to this peace process, as committed as he has ever been, and that has not changed. That type of rhetoric that we heard has prevented peace in the past, and it's not necessarily surprising to us that those types of things would be said.
She said the president's decision does not affect the city's borders, which are subject to negotiation. 11 members of a militia group in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rapes of dozens of children and for murder. The fighters from the group Army of Jesus were accused of raping dozens of girls in South Kivu province between 2013 and 2016. Rights groups hailed the outcome but criticized the government for a slow response. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday hosted leaders of the G5 Sahel countries who have formed a multinational force formed to tackle the growing jihadist threat. Mr. Macron said the war against terror in the Sahel region must be won. He said states are threatened and pledged to intensify efforts in partnership with African nations. France intervened in Mali to beat back an insurgency in the country's north. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have pledged more than $150 million in the effort. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government Wednesday suffered a setback in its divorce negotiations with the European Union. Parliament approved an amendment giving lawmakers more say over a final Brexit deal with Brussels.
The ayes to the right, 309. The noes to the left, 305. The ayes have it. The ayes have it. Unlock.
The vote comes ahead of a meeting in Brussels on the second phase of Brexit future bilateral trade ties. Britain is supposed to officially leave the EU March 2019. The White House said no negotiations with North Korea are possible until it first improves its behavior regarding nuclear and missile testing. The comment came a day after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two countries could sit down for talks without precondition. Again, U.S. State Department spokesperson Nauert.
The secretary was not creating any new policy. Our policy remains exactly the same as it was, the very same policy that we've talked about in this room for months and months now. First and foremost, diplomacy is our top priority. We have worked very hard on our maximum pressure or peaceful pressure campaign. We continue to work on that every single day.
In Japan Thursday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for full implementation of Security Council resolutions as the best way to resolve the Korean tensions and warned against sleepwalking into a conflict that might have dramatic circumstances. Mr. Guterres Wednesday also warned the Security Council that Iran may be defying a UN call to halt its ballistic missile development. He said the UN is investigating whether Tehran is transferring missiles to Houthi rebels fighting the Saudi coalition in Yemen. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has launched a campaign for a referendum to change the constitution to extend his rule to his 2034. The proposed changes include lengthening the term in office from 5 to 7 years. Hundreds were believed to have been killed when he sought a controversial third term back in 2015. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday announced it was raising a key interest rate to a range of between 1.25% and 1.5%. That's the third incremental hike this year amid signs of a recovering economy. Stocks, meanwhile, closed mixed Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones average adding another 80 points to 24,585. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.